SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, reggae girl named the new Rhodes Scholar. And later, our glimpses of Jamaica segment and a childcare tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. 23-year-old Sharona Forrester, a member of the Jamaica Senior Women's Football Team, is the 2016 Rhodes Scholar. The Clarendon native was selected from an outstanding field of 8 competitors. She was raised in Mineral Heights by a firefighter father with a passion for cricket and an athletic mother who is head of sports at Vere Technical High School. Still in awe, Sharona recalls the moment of surreal splendor when she heard her name announced.
The whole world stopped. Just for a second or half of a second. And then I kind of replayed it to make sure that it was my name that was called. And then I just started smiling because I couldn't believe it.
The announcement was made by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen at King's House on Thursday. Secretary to the Rhodes Scholar Selection Committee, Peter Goldson, says Sharona's co-curricular record made her stand out.
Sharona Forrester is someone who is impressive on so many levels. She's a reggae girl, as well as representing UWE in basketball and football and netball. She has a first-class honours degree in economics from the University of the West Indies and a distinction in her master's in economics from UWE. And she's someone who really shows concern for the underprivileged in the society. And the committee felt that she's someone who will really make an impact.
She says she will be making good use of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, as it will take her one step closer to her ultimate goal of becoming a philanthropist.
This is the springboard for me to continue postgraduate studies and go all the way, hopefully, to my doctorate. And this is exactly what I needed. A teacher once told me in high school that I'm too talented to pay for my own education. And she's one of the persons who encouraged me to apply for this scholarship.
The Glenmure High graduate will be pursuing a Master of Philosophy at Oxford University in England. Kudos, Sharona, and all the best.
I know firsthand the challenges you have to face when you have a child before you're fully prepared to deal with the reality. I know the impact on your social life. Besides, it could jeopardize your health, education and potential. So I would say to young people, wait, finish your education and make sure you are ready before you have a child.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans. The plan includes the views of the public and private sectors, students, non-government organizations, and churches all across the island and in the diaspora. Go online to vision2030.gov.jm and learn more. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
You remember when you used to blow a fifi?
When I was a child in the country, when Christmas coming, we had have some tree that blossom, some flowers, and that's how we know that Christmas coming. Your mother here said to us, Christmas coming, see, and we had one named Fifi. We pick it out, the grow a wish, and we pick it and take off it. Skin from over it and we put it into a mouth and blow it and it go fee 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 fee.
Here now is a childcare tip. I believe the children are future. The key to building self-esteem in your children is to encourage their abilities and to support them when they make mistakes. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.